I need a beer.
All right, let's dive in. We got Colt 45. We got Mickey's here.
There you go.
Got let's, some Mickey's, yeah. There you go. Get that label out there. It's all right. Cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
No, that's not bad. I haven't had a Mickey's in a while.
Well,
I wish it was a Colt 45, but you know.
The flow is not the same as the original bottle.
Yeah, these ones
with the neck.
The ladder, yeah, the neck.
Hold your old English bottle up so people can see the difference between the old style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, yeah, these are, you know, thin here, then it gets fat. This is more of a, you know, it just kind of flows down there.
And yeah. I think it gets, bottle neck.
Colt 45 is back in a brand new brown 40-ounce bottle. But does it still work every time? Bum Wine Bob cracks one open to find out if the magic is still there. What's the verdict? Watch and subscribe.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bum with Bob Pet right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on, we cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Over 11,000 subscribers and counting every day. The word is spreading that we have the good stuff right here. Doesn't matter what you like. If you like the cheap booze, you like cheap food, cheap eats. We got that covered, too. If you didn't have a chance yet, check it out in the archives now. The Pabst Beef, Bacon, and Beer Chili with Beans episode, our full review, is out there. And then go ahead and wash it down with a little PBR. And after you do that, tell your friends. Tell your friends to come on down. Any suggestions, we're open to it. We like to have the people involved here with us. And if you want to help support the Bum Wine Bob brand, you can join and become a member on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel for only $3.99 a month. We'll get you extra bonus content on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Hey, for the price of a 40-ounce, you can help support us. But if not, hey, no big deal. We appreciate you being here, whatever brought you to the dance. So for those of you out there that like the old school, like the bottom shelf, have covered again once again because we have some more drinks on tap this week that you guys will enjoy. So let's get things started with Mr. Colt 45 Roadhouse.
That's right,
man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Really, like I say, week in and week out, I'm really excited for this one. Been sitting on it for a while, so I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, we've been waiting on this one, and we had a few different things kind of in the wheelhouse going on, and which they're coming up the next few weeks, so we have it all up here. We don't have the stuff right in front of us right now. It's still coming, so we know what we're doing. It's Loco Ween season, fall beers. You never know what you're going to get, but we have some other great ideas coming up here for the podcast. But this one, Roadhouse had to really show some restraint and some self-control. And he did a good job, guys. I mean, kudos, you know.
I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you. You know, you can, I know you have to put some of these things out of sight, out of mind in the fridge.
Yeah,
so you don't see them every day. But we will be cracking into that here. And I did want to say, we do have a new member of the channel that this past week, if I can pull up who it was here really quick. We'd like to give our shout-outs. Like you said, if you want to join us and become a member on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel, you know, for only $4 a month, get you some bonus content. We welcomed in last month Mr. James Charles Fox, and now we have Mr. Gary Williams joined us
nice.
As a member here. So thank you. Cheers to you, Gary. Thanks for joining in. Whatever brought you to the dance, if you like the old school nostalgia, if it's us here talking, you know, shooting the shit, talking cheap booze, cheap food. But if you like to come in because you like that Johnny Carson, that Rodney Dangerfield, Stone Cold, Cheers, Cliff, Norm, anything, we put it out there for the people to bring them into the dance. So if you enjoy that, hey, we appreciate you coming along here, and any little bit helps. So spread the word, you know, tell your friends. Doesn't cost anything. If you want to just subscribe to the, you know, we appreciate that, and getting the word out there to the people about the the bottom shelf and what we enjoy here. You know, people stumble across it and they're like, man, you guys drink this stuff? You're like, hey, yeah, we do it for us, and we do it for the people out there. We'd be doing this anyway. So yeah. So why not sit here and record it and let the world see what goes on here? But
us.
Exactly. If you don't want to crack that open, if you see that, you know, that can of Four Loko or something, it's like, how do you drink that stuff? It's like, hey, you know, we do it over here. And I would like to give one other shout out before we get started here today, okay, to our good buddy, the Great Brown Hope, over at the Main Event Wrestling Network YouTube channel. I had the pleasure of joining him this past week on his YouTube show for a nice marathon episode, almost 3 hours. We went live last Friday night going through some Four Loko and a nice 40 ounce here of Old English. So that was a rough one. I mean, the next morning was rough after that there, but it was a great time, and he'll be joining us on the podcast here soon enough.
Oh, man,
to do some Four Lokos with him. But yeah, check those guys out, subscribe to their YouTube channel, and if you have 3 hours to kill, watch the episode. As you know, here we're no strangers here to those marathon podcasts.
No.
So that's any other day. Once those drinks start flowing, you lose track.
Yeah,
you don't know what's going on.
Just drinking with your friends.
That's it. And speaking of friends, we have another friend here joining us here today. Making his return as always. He's been a regular. He's like the bar regular now. There's always that guy sitting at the bar. We talked before, you know, about Cheers and Cliff and Norm and those guys, the regulars at the bar that are always sitting around. And sometimes they might not really say much. Sometimes they'll pop in. But we have Kevin's back. Kev the tattoo dude is here. Kevin, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. I'm doing even better now, man.
Yeah.
It's always going to be, when I'm on the podcast, I know it's going to be a good time.
It's always an adventure. You never know. We never know where this road is going to take us. Well, we said we have a road map, but we don't know if we're going to stay on that map or veer off into a cornfield somewhere and just get lost. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's that season now. We say, oh, we have these ideas for stuff that we want to cover on the podcast, and we write them all down. You know, we take our notes. But when the time comes, do we stick to the notes? You never know. That's why you got to tune in and join us. Yeah, yeah. A wise man once said, life's like a box of chocolate. That's what we're going to get. So here we are.
I love that guy.
especially when you have a grab bag of goodies here with you.
I know.
And we said this week that we had something that Roadhouse has been sitting on for a while and chomping at the bit, showing his restraint. Yeah, I know. I can see it right there right now. He's waiting. He wants to get
the thing
right now. He's going to start getting the shakes, and we don't want that. Yeah, we don't want that to happen here. And we've talked about it many times before that everybody knows that over the past few months, there was the switch in Colt 45 from Pabst brewing it, and then Pabst outsourced now all their brewing to Anheuser-Busch. So same thing with PBR and all that stuff here. Like now they are in the Anheuser-Busch, the 25-ounce tall boy cans, not 24s anymore, in the 25s. And with that switch on, also in the switch of the 40s from the classic clear glass bottles to the fatter brown bottles that like your King Cobras, your Bud Ice, Budweiser, any Anheuser-Busch 40 comes in. So it's been a lot. It's been a hot topic on the message boards and the Facebooks and the Twitters, yes, and Instagrams of all the malt liquor enthusiasts.
The purists,
yes, that's perfectly said about the switch of how this Colt 45 has been since its inception to what it is now. So Roadhouse, a few months, I mean, probably more than a few months at this point.
Yeah.
This is probably over the summer. I know you stumbled across a 40, one of the brown bottles of Colt 45 when they started to hit shelves. And you're like, hey, I got one. When you find one, let me know. We'll do it on the podcast. And I was out searching and searching and searching. Could not find it. And then lo and behold, today, I finally went out and came across this year, the big brown bottle of Colt 45. And sadly, where Kevin is in Texas, does not seem to be a Colt 45 friendly environment over there.
Yeah, I went on an adventure the past couple of days. I went to every ghetto spot in the area and got laughed at a couple Indian guys. And then, you know, felt like I was going to get shot at a couple places. But, you know,
yeah.
I didn't find it. But I found, you know, this seems to be the second best, I guess.
Yeah, it's a fine runner up there, and to some people that might even be better than, you know, taste.
You know what? In my area, that would be the Holy Grail.
Yeah,
because I have never ever seen a 40 of Mickey's.
Yeah, those are few and far between.
Yeah,
those are few and far between.
That Still Reserve, Bud Ice, Old English. And of course, your Miller High Life and those other ones, the Corona.
Yeah.
I searched for King Cobra and Colt 45. Now I was at one place just right before I got on, and they told me to write it down, and they said they can get it, and because they also, you know, drum roll, Four Loko pregame has landed in Abilene.
Nice,
right? See, hopefully. Yeah. Let's see. Hopefully that's a sign of maybe it's starting to expand. I mean, I know it wasn't Texas already, but where'd you find it in Texas originally?
In Houston.
Where was it?
5 hours away.
Okay.
It was about 5 hours away. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a big city. Yeah. Yeah. That was a big city out. So maybe if it's expanding to more of Texas now, maybe that means they're starting to expand more nationally with it. So we'll see, because we have that on our list to cover here, because we put out a call to action last week with Four Loko.
Yeah.
And they claim, now we haven't seen it arrive yet as of press time, but Four Loko did respond and did answer and did say they were going to hook up Roadhouse.
Sure.
The air package of Four Loko pregame. So we're waiting for that to show up. Then that'll be next to cover here for Four Loko October, and to pregame your Loko-ween festivities. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.
For that.
They told me it would ship on Tuesday, which was the 14th, and today is the 16th. So we'll see. You know, as we record right now, this is.
It'll take a few days, probably. I'm sure.
Yeah, and if they did get it out that day, because they're not always reliable with their shipping dates, as I know from when they were supposed to send me stuff years ago that didn't arrive on time.
Yeah.
I posted it on my story right here, right? I posted the picture, everything, and then they shared it. And what was funny is if you see right next to it is a beatbox,
right?
So whenever they shared it, and I laughed my ass off at it.
Did they cut it?
They covered the
beatbox
with a Four Loko. Yeah. Hey, thanks for covering that. Yeah.
No, it's perfect.
It's good.
I should have thought about that, but I didn't think about it. I was just so excited.
Right.
Hey, it was there. You took the picture of it. You have to document this stuff out there for the people. as we always say out there. But well, you, right. You came up empty-handed with the Colt 45 and the or a King Cobra or anything out of the ordinary. The Mickey's is a fine runner-up.
I
love some Mickey's 40, always great, but I think we should open. Let's get in.
I got it so early that they just had silver caps on the first 40 I bought. And I was back in the same area again. I wanted to go back in and get some more. And they actually had the updated caps on them.
Oh, that's cool.
The ones that actually have the, you know, the Colt 45, the logo, you know, same one as my, you know, my shattered prison shank one over here. So still the same looking cap.
I'm thinking I'm going to crack this one.
I've had it the longest. I was going to say, you want to get the oldest one out. The other one's fresher because these ones here now, if you look in the bottom corner, they do have now the dates in the bottom left-hand corner of it. It's all smushed together here, which I think mine says 9/26 on it. So
okay. So that's the best buy, I guess.
Right? The best drink date beforehand.
Hey, mine is of old. I've got a
November 25.
Been in my fridge that I'm going to show y'all. And we talked about those kind of beers. It's been in my fridge. I didn't realize for a year.
Okay. All right.
We're going to see if it's good. Still.
There we go. I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be fine. If it's been in the fridge.
This one says Jan 26.
Okay.
With the original cap, and this one's November 25.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you want to get out? Let's get out the first one there, the oldest one. Yeah, we're almost hitting November now, so let's crack these open. Oh, let's see. Yeah, how difficult is this 40? That's not bad. Okay. Now this time Kevin's got the trouble. See, I had the problem the last time. Everybody made fun of me for being special over here. I couldn't get the 40s open. But let's dive in. We got Colt 45. We got Mickey's here.
There you go. There you go.
Get that label out there. So all right. Cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
No, that's not bad. I haven't had a Mickey's in a while.
Well,
I wish it was a Colt 45, but you know,
the flow is not the same as the original bottle.
Yeah, these ones with the
neck
pattern. Yeah, the neck.
Hold your old English bottle up so people can see the difference between the old style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because these are, you know, thin here, then it gets fat. This is more of a, you know, it just kind of flows down there.
And I think it gets bottleneck.
You know what I learned about darker bottles versus lighter bottles is I was talking to a couple of beer distribution people, and they said the darker bottles actually they keep the flavor in and keep the beer top notch longer. Because the clear bottles, like if they're sitting in a warehouse or if any sunlight hits it or anything like that, it actually can mess up the flavor and the taste and stuff like that of it and carbonation. And so the darker bottles are a lot better.
I've heard that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I still had one of the old ones to do a side by side comparison with the.
I mean, you do have the prison shank, but
I want to get the taste of how it was before for the taste compared to this.
Well, because I'm going to say it does have a different taste to it.
Yeah, it has more of
a fresher taste, probably.
It's more of a beer
taste
compared to the malt liquor taste.
Okay.
It's actually, mine's actually got a kind of a skunky.
Okay.
Like a Corona taste.
It's not skunked beer, but it has that skunky taste to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were saying that the taste of this just kind of tasted like a Budweiser that you could see.
Right.
That, which I don't think it does. It definitely tastes different than the old variety. I mean, it's not bad by any means. I mean, it's still definitely drinkable, but it tastes more just like a regular beer.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like
malt liquor. I was gonna say not that Colt 45 had a huge malty taste to it, because it was more on like the lighter side.
Yeah,
you know, like the 5.6, but it had like a special twang.
Yes.
To it that you would get when you drink it.
The brew.
I mean, I think they must have somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, somehow in the translation between going to different, you know, company must have. I mean, they have the recipes for it, but I don't know. Maybe it's just how they do it. How?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, I've said this before. Back when I was home brewing myself, and I was trying to get a malt liquor recipe, and even on the forums where there was home brewers, nobody had it. They were all like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
You know, nobody had a recipe, definitely. So it's a secret.
Yeah. But they know how to do it, though. I mean, it's not like they don't brew malt liquor. I mean, they do Cobra. They do Hurricane. They do Hurricane right. High Gravity. So it's not like you're taking it to some company that says, oh, we don't know how to do a malt liquor.
Yeah, King Cobra is solid.
Y'all know that guy on YouTube, that black guy on YouTube that finds all the secret recipes and stuff?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Maybe we should get him to find out.
You got somebody to crack the code.
Yeah.
He cracked KFC's code, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, so, yeah, maybe malt liquor is like the KFC of alcohol.
It could be. You never know.
Secret ingredients.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I bet he can crack it though.
Yeah. The 5.6% is still the classic American lager since 1963. So now, I mean, we were when they changed that label, you know, a few years back when they switched it from malt liquor to labeling it a classic American lager. Now they've really, with this switch now.
Yeah,
have really made it an American lager,
absolutely,
instead of a malt liquor.
That was their plan the whole time.
Yeah, it's like somehow they knew that this was coming up, that they were going to be switching.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just not the same though. When you look at this bottle with the Colt 45 on it, it's not the same that you get from. You know, I know I got an empty one back over here. Behind me, but comparing even with this, it's just on the brown bottle, it just doesn't seem the same with it.
I agree.
It's changing with the times, man. It's changing with the times.
Well,
you know what's funny is whenever I mentioned I was sitting there tattooing that girl and today, and I was like, man, I said, I'm gonna call this place real quick and see if they have any Colt 45. And she goes, oh, like the song?
Yeah.
I was like, oh God. You're young. I was like, come on, girl.
Like, yeah. Every time I would say something about Colt 45, that somebody would bring up that silly song.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, Colt 45 and two zigzags.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All you won't even catch me listening to it or saying
it. Yeah. That's right. But it got stuck on my head for a little bit.
Well, I'm going to say this, and this is going to be a hard pill to swallow, but I'm going to change my name to Mr. Old English.
Okay.
You can legally do that. I had a client, and I didn't believe it for the longest time. I didn't believe it until I took his ID and I looked at it. But there's this game, it's Final Fantasy, I think, or something like that. And he's a really big character. I mean, this guy comes dressed in cosplay every time he walks into my shop. I'll send you all some pictures. I mean, It was probably one of the funniest things ever. And he's got a cool – he's got a Ghostbusters Corvette. I mean, it's cool.
Awesome.
You know, but he's a character. But he – there's a character in Final Fantasy. His name is Sephiroth. This guy legally changed his name to Sephiroth. No last name. No middle name. It literally is
just
Sephiroth.
Like, just like McLovin. ID. It's just – yeah. McLovin, yeah, that's it? Sephiroth. That's all. That's your whole name?
Yeah. I was McLovin. Like, no fucking way. So I grabbed his ID and I was like, oh my God, he really did. Yeah, he is a character. I mean, he came in there, he comes in dressed in something different every single time.
Wow.
And the first tattoo I did on him was a tattoo of Sailor Moon. And so that's when I knew. I was like, yeah, this guy's gonna be a character.
Yeah. It's right before we came on, I was on Instagram looking at different reels, and I was on one where David Letterman had Mr. T on as a guest.
Oh, I miss Mr. T.
And he asked him what, you know, what his real name is. Mr. T's like, well, if the Pope came in, would you ask the Pope what his real name is?
That's right, yeah.
So he's like, what's your first name? He said, Mr. Middle name, period.
Period.
Last name, T.
T.
So that's awesome.
I love that, man. Yeah, I guess apparently you could change your, you could legally change your name to whatever, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you could. You fill out the paperwork. Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. It's new times, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Hey, so you can be whatever you want to be these days. Doesn't matter. Change right. your name. Doesn't matter. You want to change your brewing company with your malt liquor.
That's right. You're
more than happy to do that too. But. I mean, I was happy that I finally came across this today. So I was out there.
I mean, I was Kevin, really surprised.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
sad.
I know I you so were sad. I would it would have been great if you would have somehow come across it out there. But so I had some time today, so I'm going out of my way home, and I was like, I have some time, so I veered off and not into a. It's not a bad part. It's not a bad area, but it's just. It's a little sketchy in some places.
Right.
And yeah. So I stopped at one place, one store first. And now this is a liquor store that's, you know, more higher class. It's attached to a grocery store, so it's not like, you know, your corner shop. You know, some of the places that Kevin did where they got the you know, the bulletproof glass and the bars on the wall. So I go in. And I'm like, maybe I haven't been here in a while. Maybe they have it. So I go in and I walk over to the cooler, and I was looking right at the 40s. And I think there was Bud, Steel Reserve. Then they had like the Bix and a few other things. And then my eyes then veer over to the Tall Boys, and I looked in the cooler. And I noticed they had the Colt 45 Tall Boys, the 25-ounce ones, which means that's the new ones.
Yeah.
And then they had the regular Colt 45 and 25. Then they still had the high gravity Colt 45 and the 24s, because I picked up one can and said the expiration was November of 25. So I'm like, all right, well, if I get one thing. I'm like, all right, I'll pick up, you know, one of the 25-ounce Colt 45 cans.
Yeah,
so I'll have that. So, and then I look down to the next shelf below that one, and I saw a
you
crooked
fucker.
Eye
no way.
There of the St. Ides. And this spot in the past never had St. Ides before. So this, I'm like, oh shit, okay. I'm like, I gotta pick up one of these, and then I look over a little bit further, and I go in there, and I see the bowl, the high gravity Schlitz.
I'm turning this off. Nice, good find.
Man.
So I saw those three, and they also had the earthquake. Earthquake,
yeah,
in there too, which I didn't pick one up today because I mean I've had it a bunch of times.
Did you get the Colt 45 high gravity as well?
I didn't pick it up. No, okay. No, I guess because I wanted the new 25 ounce Colt 45 cans, but I think all three of these were, I think, $1.49 a piece. So not a bad. That's a great price.
This was like $3.05. I was like, all right, I can do that.
I stopped today and I bought a Natty Daddy tall, and it was $1.99.
Yeah, so I go in, so I pick up these three things. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I get in the car, and then literally, it's like crossing the highway for a second. There is one shop, the shop that I've been in many times, the one that had those last bottles of Thunderbird. With the shitty carpet on the floor.
Yeah.
And where the guy hit me with the door as I was standing in front of the cooler. Yeah. So I'm like, if a place is going to have it, it would be here. Because I went and I looked at my videos, and at the time, they had Colt 45 and a bunch of other things there. So I go into the store, I go to the cooler, and then right there on the bottom shelf is the Colt 45.
Yeah.
And they also had, I didn't pick one up, but they did have the brown bottle, the St. Ides, the new 40s of them.
Because really?
I still have one of the clear 40s of St. Ides in the fridge upstairs that I had from when we were doing the last, you know, the 40th 40-ounce birthday challenge that I didn't get to yet. So I didn't pick it up yet just because this was a questionable store, and I had $5 in cash, and this 40 came to, it was $3.90 was what this cost. So I gave him four singles and picked this up there because I was like, you know what? I'm not using my card here. I'm like, I'll just use the cash that I have at this place here. And lo and behold, I'm taking this up to the register. And a guy walks in front of me, and guess what it'd be? It'd be one of those guys playing the lottery, is taking his sweet time. There's one guy working the register, man. And this guy's in front of me like, oh, can I get, you know, a straight five in this lottery thing? I'm just standing there. I'm like, I have one thing to get.
That's when you smack him in the head with a twisted
TV. Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. I'm like literally, he came in like 2 seconds in front of me. If I didn't take a video of the cooler to post later, I would have beaten him to the register there. I'm sitting there waiting, and like one of the other guys that's like working there is like just standing next to the register, and they have like a bin of like mints. It's like 15 mints for $1. Like the prepackaged lifesaver mints. And the guy's just sitting there. The guy who I guess works there is going in there, taking out a mint, putting it in his mouth, and I'm just standing there waiting. I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, are we going through here? And then I guess the guy finally finishes his lottery things. He's just standing there. I'm like, are you done? He's like, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, well, good luck to you, man. Hopefully you win. And then so he rings me up. He's like, okay, $3.90. I give him my $4, get my 10 cents back. And leave. So yeah, you can't get away from those lottery people, man. They always find you.
So
at least you didn't get by the door.
Yes, I did not.
last week I have a good lottery story. I had stopped at a gas station, picked up a tall boy. Guy in front of me was cashing a lottery ticket in that he hit for $10. So he got $5 back and another lottery ticket. It's a $5 ticket. And he started to scratch it right there at the counter. I'm like, dude, just slide down a little bit. Let me get out of here.
Yeah.
So I seen what ticket he had. And those guys that are habitual lottery guys love to keep buying the same tickets if they're hitting. So
yeah,
I got my tall boy and I bought four tickets, $20 worth of tickets, and took them out to the car and scratched it. 100 bones.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Took it back in. He's still in there. He's still in there. I'm like, I bought your winner, boy.
I got your win. Get out of my way.
It was like a victory to me.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, for all the times I got stuck behind these son of bitches, just like Bob.
I know. I'm sitting there. I walk in there. He's going, okay, can I get this one? Can I get that one? Okay, give me five. Okay, give me a straight. Yeah. This, I'm picking these numbers, and I'm just standing there, and I put the 40 down, and I don't know if you've seen these. The one thing that was in on the the counter while I was waiting there were these the big sips, like the big, they're like little jugs.
Yeah.
It was like one was like big sips America. It's like this, you know, the little jug thing. Looks like the old school, you know, the like juice things you'd get, you know, at like the lake or something. And it was like $13 for like this little jug thing. So, and then they have the other smaller ones that are kind of like the buzz ball size.
Okay.
Ones. And I think somebody had reached out about it. Yeah.
Size ones.
Yeah. And I saw that because as I'm sitting there waiting, I have nothing else to do. I'm just looking, okay, oh, what's on the shelf? You know, as I'm waiting in line over here for this guy to pick his stupid numbers. So I wonder if he wins. Let's see if when the lottery, lottery numbers come out tonight, I'll see if this guy shows up and wins.
That's right. So I was telling you guys I had a beer that's been in my fridge for a year that I didn't realize. And I'm honestly kind of glad I didn't go and buy one because they can them every year. But I got a Grain Theory Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember I was talking about, you know, like the breweries and stuff like that. That's mm-hmm. the brewery I'm an ambassador at, and they got one of my favorite Oktoberfests, and I can't believe I didn't drink it.
Okay, so that was one left over from last year. So okay,
survivor.
It's a little straggler. I guess he kind of got pushed to the back with all my Four Loko and everything else. You know,
exactly. Yeah. The new stuff keeps coming in. It just keeps pushing back further and further. Yeah. Unless you're going through and doing that
behind a 2-year-old bottle of salsa.
Yeah.
You know, no, we've cleaned our fridge out plenty of times, and I guess I just never realized that. I don't really mess with the beer area.
It's just stuff that gets shoved to the back.
Yeah.
Especially on the lower shelf.
I moved my mom. She just moved to Washington this last week. I moved her. God, dude, we opened her freezer, and one of my friends that was helping us was like, I'm not touching that. There, she said, that meat looks like it was, it's been in there since the Civil War. And I was like,
the Flintstones.
Yeah.
I lived in there, and I was like, yeah. You know, man, you know what, though? I sold that freezer for $150.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, all they got to do, they'll clean it up real nice. And if it still works, just now, it's perfectly fine. You made your money.
I told them.
Pterodactyl turkey.
I hate Facebook Marketplace, man. Can you send me a video of it working? I was like, it's in my storage unit right now, and I'm at work.
Yeah.
Well, can you still send me a video? I'm at work. Like, I don't know. I realize how stupid society is now.
Oh, Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace. Oh, my God.
Oh. Don't ever post anything on Marketplace for free.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah. No,
put a price on anything. Put a price on.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Whenever you're giving something away for free, people ask the dumbest questions. Oh, my God.
Yep. That's right.
So I'm also selling a king-size bed. I'm selling a king-size bed with a big, almost like wall-size. It's my mom's old bed. It's a wall-size like headboard that goes onto it with like little bedazzle like diamond things in it and stuff. And then it comes with a mattress. So it comes with everything.
Right.
I'm selling it for $600. This thing is a good $2,000 bed with the mattress and everything, right? This bitch messaged me and was like, $100? ? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
$100? How are you going to haggle from $600 down to $100?
Yeah. $50 bucks?
I just I messaged back and I said, excuse me?
$550?
No. Yeah, God bless, dude.
See that, you just ignore it and move on. That's it. Like, there's no point.
I mean, I don't blame him for asking.
I mean, it's worth a try, but come on.
That's
like going to a car dealership and you see a $50,000 car and you'd be like, you know what? Will you take $1,000 for that one?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just me. I'm telling you, it's had my blood boiling how stupid people are on there. I'm just like, no, man. Come on.
Yeah, I sold one of my trucks that I've had forever. It hurt to sell it. But when I posted it, within an hour, I had probably 100, 200 responses. And it was all stupid shit.
Oh, yeah.
And one guy, he might have been a kid, teenager, or early 20s or something. But he's like, I'll trade you this for it. Now, this is a righteous truck I have. And he's offering me a shit box. And he sends me pictures. I'm like, why would I want this piece of shit?
Yeah.
That was my response. I didn't
respond to hardly anybody, but this one I did. And I must have really hurt his feelings. He's like, it's not a piece of shit. I poured my heart and soul into it.
Your heart and soul must not be there, buddy.
And why are you getting rid of it? Then keep it, like, man.
My last reply was, keep praying.
Yeah, you need to find Jesus, buddy. Because your heart and soul is just not in it.
I was going to say, you got to find somebody else, buddy, for this one.
Yeah, repent.
Yeah. Not today.
Yeah, oh, my God, man.
But,
yeah,
you know, that truck sold, and a guy came from, I don't want to say Oklahoma, Montana.
Okay.
He bought that truck. Came from Montana and drove it back to Montana.
I was going to say, Oklahoma's a bit of a drive, man. That's a pretty drive.
But he's like, this is going to be my ranch truck. It'll never leave the property. It's a purpose-built truck. It wasn't a road truck.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. At least it's getting put to good use, you know?
Yeah. And that made me happy to see it. And I followed up with him and seen it out in Montana to see that old truck out there, because I built that truck. The lift kit, everything like that, it was built.
Then you're watching it go away, and then
you
want to follow up on it.
This one hurts worse than watching my kids leave home for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen that truck leave before. I've always been a driver.
Right.
So I kind of teared up a little bit. I'm like, this one hurts worse than watching my kids leave.
It was like one of your children. Yeah. Moving away, watching it go down the road. And then you want to follow up and see, okay, how's it doing? Is it okay? Or is it all right over there? They'll send you a few pictures and a video. And then all of a sudden, you know, then it will just be gone. You won't hear anything again.
Yeah.
After that.
The guy actually started a TikTok channel that evolves around that truck.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I remember one time I got into a wreck with a dude. I've always wanted like somewhat of a sports car, you know, so I had bought a Honda Civic hatchback. It was turbocharged. I never thought about racing at all, but like for some reason when you got a sports car, you know, like people rev their engine next to you and they didn't realize that those Hondas actually have a pretty badass motor in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, you don't know what you're getting into with your little V6 freaking Camaro. Okay. Like mom and daddy paid for that. They're revving their engine. I'd leave them in the dust. Right. Well, it got totaled because some idiot ran a stoplight. Well, I guess it got sold in an auction, and I had a big sticker on the back. There's a big happy dragon sticker on the back of it, on the back windshield. And this guy had looked up happy dragon tattoo, and he bought it. And it was actually, I guess it got sold to a guy, I guess, in Puerto Rico or something like that. And he was speaking to me in Spanish, so I had to, like, translate and then send it back in Spanish. Mm-hmm. But he sent me, and he just wanted to let me know that it was in good hands and that he's actually completely rebuilding the thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Race it. And I was like, I said, hey, man, are you going to keep the Happy Dragon sticker on the windshield? And he goes, actually, you know what? I will. I was like,
No, that was a win, man.
There you go. Now you're getting free. Win. Yeah, getting free promotion over there with it now.
That's right, man. Yeah. So he kept the sticker on there, but he completely rebuilt it. I was like, that's amazing, man.
Awesome.
I love it. But yeah, it was crazy just to see where it went. You know, it went from Abilene, Texas, all the way to Puerto Rico, and this guy's working on it. And completely rebuilt it. And he sent me updates, like update pictures on, you know, because it was total. Like, when I say it was total, I probably should be dead, you know. So
yeah,
he's sitting there sending me all these pictures, and oh man, it went bye bye.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Honestly, I didn't want to open the next one, but I might have to.
I want to compare side by side of the Fretcher one to
see
the
which one takes better.
Silver cap.
How many months has that been in your fridge, though?
Well, I will open the next. I will open this one, but you guys carry on the conversation because I'm gonna have to go take a piss.
There you go.
I'm gonna do this.
I just remember if you sprinkle if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the seat.
I'm tall enough I can piss in a sink.
See? Yeah.
There you go, man.
You know that being 6'4" has its benefits.
Yeah.
That's right.
You see? Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that original 45 he has probably at least 3 months.
For a while.
3 months ago, I think. Because I know those started coming out beginning of the summer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When people were saying, oh, the new Colt 45s are out. And then he found that one, and I was like, okay, I'll go out searching. I'm like, nothing. All the spots that used to have it, couldn't find anything out there. Then he said he found the other one a few weeks ago with the actual Colt 45 cap, because I know they've been saying that they're working on, I guess, getting the production down on all these things.
Okay.
Like the same thing with which we talked about a little bit last time with like the Pabst Blue Ribbon caps, where they don't put the little like four of diamonds or stuff. They used to have the little, you know,
I kind of miss that. Yeah.
That
I
on noticed there. That on the bottles, and they don't I have think anymore. Yeah, they said that somebody had reached out. It might have been our buddy Dave, Mr. Malt Liquor, have reached out and said that they're still trying to figure out how to, I guess, do it in their production system of putting that stuff on there. But it's tough when you see the stuff change like this.
It takes away like from the nostalgia of it, you know?
Yeah, and that's why when Roadhouse was kind of saying before, he might have to change his name to, you know, Mr., you know, Old English instead, and especially now that once they came back last year with the glass Old English instead of the plastic bottles, I mean that might for a lot of people that probably puts it back over the top, because I know a lot of people, you know, on the anti-plastic 42s, 40s, whatever they were doing at the time, they're like, I'm not drinking this because it's in a plastic bottle. Like, I'll drink a Colt 45, I'll drink a Mickey's or something, but now with with anything, yeah, I'll switch. But now that this is back in the glass, still have, you know, vintage, you know, flavor. Nothing's changed with this one. You might see. I mean, I don't know anybody. I don't know if they're keeping tabs on the malt liquor rankings. Like when it comes to beer, you know, who's the top selling beer? Modelo is number one, and you know, Bud's number two,
I'm
or whatever.
Curious just what Google says about it. What is the top ranking? Yeah.
So it's
With me.
Oh,
my very first 40 and my very first experience with malt liquor, I was probably 17, 18 years old, was Old English.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first 40. So there's that connection for me. But I, you know, Colt 45 has always been my favorite. Always. It's always been my go-to. All good things come to an end.
Well, I mean, we've talked, we've gone through, yeah. we said the classic, we've gone through all those old Billy D. Williams commercials with Colt 45.
Yeah, the Colt 45 experience.
I was going to say that next, the Colt 45 experience, the website, the how smooth are you, the take the Billy D. Williams test.
Yeah.
With all that stuff there. And you were out there, you were on the 40 ounce killer on the message boards. And,
yeah.
On the old Colt 45 experience website.
I don't even know the date on that.
So it's saying, popular brands, it says, so it's ranking it Colt 45, St. Ides, Mickey's, Still Reserve, Old English, and then Natty Daddy.
Okay.
Those are the top ones. Oh. So I might actually need to find this one. The distilled and aged, but it's like a beer style malt liquor, is the Balcones Texas One single malt. I might need to find that one.
Okay.
I'm going to have to, I'm going to save that. Yeah. Because that's a Texas. So I might be able to, I don't know.
Probably, you know, malt liquor is a different animal.
It is.
People that's never drank malt liquor and they have it for the first time, they either have a good or bad experience. The buzz is different than beer.
Yep. It's a good buzz, though.
Especially when if you go down the St. Ives Road.
Yeah.
My experience with St. Ives is just horrendous.
Well, I mean, it's a high gravity. I mean, that's the 8.2.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a high, That's
the
high
Crooked Eye.
Yeah, I mean, that's the high gravity malt liquor, the 8.2%.
Yeah.
Right there. So, and you know, you got the Colt 45 here, 5.6. So, I mean, you got an extra 3% on this guy here.
So, you know, we played Edward 40 hands prior to us doing it. The last time I did, we did it with St. Ives. And I mean,
is that with two St. Ives?
Yeah.
Two, ooh, man.
Yeah, that's
what I said. It was like, you can do one high gravity.
So, the funny thing is I was dating my wife at the time, you know. We hadn't been dating very long. And she's from Louisville, and I lived in Lexington. She don't know my city. I don't know her city. But she came to visit me for the weekend in Lexington. And we played Edward 40 hands, and she stayed sober. And I wasn't even able to tell her where I lived because we were at my buddy's house. So she was driving around everywhere and trying to call people. She had my phone, looking people up in my phone, trying to figure out.
How do I get this guy home? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where he lives.
He's dying.
How do we get home? Yeah, poor girl. But she's still here with me.
You know what? You know what it took for me is a McRib. That's right. Well, the McRib back around that time. Yeah. Yeah. You know what, though? The McRib is just not the same. It's really
they
not.
They should have called it the McEve.
I'm telling you, it's bad.
Make Adam and Eve,
but I still ate two of them. But God bless, yeah. Man.
Yeah, I was gonna say I still ate it. I hated it, but I ate it. That's the that's the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, some old guy told me one time is he said once you get past the smell, you got it licked.
Yeah, you're good. I was gonna say you're good.
Yeah,
get past the smell though, man. You know.
Yeah, you do what you gotta do.
You don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say, so how's that? Any difference with that Colt 45 there compared to the first one?
Well, I wasn't paying attention to it.
Is it a skunky? Does it have a skunky?
Is it fresher?
Because it could have been sitting in your fridge.
It kind of is, but it's not malt liquor.
Yeah.
It's more of a taste.
Not,
yeah.
It's not. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I have no issue. I have no issue with this.
I can drink it.
It tastes fine.
Yeah.
But it's not the classic Colt 45 taste with it. It tastes like a classic American lager.
Like, it's just something I'm going to drink and talk to my friends like I'm doing right now and not really pay attention to what I'm drinking.
Yeah. Oh, your friends?
Oh, man, that's so special. Yeah, Kev, you're my friend.
Hell yeah.
But it's not. It hurts.
I know this is a tough one for you. Yeah. And that's why it was, as much as you didn't want to put it off to try it, I think you knew deep down inside.
I did.
Even same, just because of the rumblings. Like I said, we said like with the chili last week, as much as we try not to get influenced by other people out there with what they say about things, or people say, oh, the chili is great, or the chili sucks. But now that these Colt 45 new 40s have been out for a few months now, you can't not see what people are saying about it.
Right.
People saying like, okay, you know, it tastes like a Bud. It tastes just like a beer. Like I said, it's not bad, but just there's nothing special about it anymore. That you'd get just something about getting a Colt 45, the classic, and you could drink one of them, and it's just like not that it would get you drunker or anything, but like you said, that buzz you'd get off of it is just different.
Yeah.
With it. You're not getting trashed off of this because, I mean, it's like I said, it's only a 5.6. It's not a St. Ives. It's not an 8%. It's not a high gravity
or
anything.
Right.
You're right. Yeah. You're just
mellow.
You're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in it for the long haul for the night. You're not going over the edge right away. You're not getting too crazy. It's not like a Four Loko buzz where you drink that can and then next thing you know, you're amped up. And you're ready to go.
You know, you're up in space.
You're in that dimension, that other realm.
I'm telling you, man.
The fifth.
You know what? Loco. I think that's what Elon Musk drinks. I think he drinks Four Loko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get into that other realm.
Good ass idea.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when I drink, I know. There's plenty of people that drink more than I have, but when I drink 3-4 Locos in one sitting on that 4th of July, I was in a different realm. And I don't remember a lot of that. And I do remember having a Roman candle fight. I remember that. But that's all I remember, really. I mean, other than that, I had fun, apparently. I had pictures, but I just didn't remember.
Right.
But it was a good buzz, you know? It was a pretty...
And a lot of it depends on the length of time you're drinking
It was within like 2 hours.
That's a lot within that time.
Yeah.
Like when I was talking with the Great Brown Hope when I was on his show last week, I think he said it was either 5 or 6 Four Locos he had within like a 12-hour period, starting from noon to like midnight, like a whole day drinking.
Because
at first he told me, I forget if it was 5 or 6, he told me. And I'm like, you did 5 or 6? I'm like, we do 2. And that's like hitting the limit.
Sitting to pee.
Yeah. But he's like, okay, but this was like an all day thing. I'm like, okay, I can kind of see, okay, you're doing from like noon to midnight. I mean, that's still a lot. But I can see that as a realistic thing, and you're not dead. That's kind of the whole thing. Because I'm like,
man.
Yeah, I'm like not here during our like a couple hours. Sometimes we're sitting here and you do a Four Loko, and then if you're like, oh, you know what? Okay, I'll crack open another one, and then that's like 2 4 locos within 2 hours. I mean that's a lot. But if you spread it out over the course of a 12-hour period. I mean, I can see that. 5-6.
I can see that being possible.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still going to be pretty fucking drunk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to be as drunk as if you chugged a bunch, you know, like in 2 or 3 hours. Like,
yeah.
I just want to see. I don't know. I might do it. I might do it one holiday just to see. Of course, Four Loko is always like, we don't want to see you drunk in the videos and blah, blah, blah. But
what?
It's going to happen.
Yeah, shit's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I'm one day I'm going to post a drunk Four Loko video and I'm going to fall flat on my face.
And... yeah, no drunk videos, no shotgunning Four Locos.
Yeah, exactly. I've never shotgunned a Four Loko. I could not imagine shotgunning a Four Loko.
Roadhouse did it. Roadhouse did it. Yeah.
I don't know if I could, man. Or beer bonging a Four Loko. I mean,
I haven't done that.
That would be rough. I don't know if I can breathe afterwards.
Beers.
So
yeah. I mean, but that's beers. I mean, beers is one thing, but the Four Loko going.
Yeah, but
Have you seen those? It's called a Kong Bong. It's a koozie, but it also goes out into a bong, like a beer bong.
Really? Okay. No, I don't think so.
Here, you know what? It's in my ear. I'll grab it real fast just to show you. This thing is freaking amazing. You got a beer in your koozie, and then you just pull it out, and it's a – yeah, hold on real quick.
They're coming out with all these
things. I know what he's talking about. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Notice,
Bob.
There's
– when this beer hits my palate, it foams up like if you poured peroxide on it.
There we go. Yeah, so it's a Kong. So it's a koozie.
Yeah. Okay.
You can stick your beer in it right here. Mm-hmm. But when you stick your beer in it right here, you can pour it down and you pour this thing out right here. And then it goes into here and you just twist it like that.
Yeah, okay.
And then you pour your beer into it and it goes through the funnel. Or you could pour beer in it and it just goes through the funnel like this. Or so you do it like this, and then you, there we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you can pour the beer into there, and then you shotgun it through this.
It's a
cool little device.
There's so many of these. There's so many of those types of things these days. You see, like all those like shotgun roulette things. There's so many things that I see popping up all the time, that like all these drinking game type contraptions that they add, where it's like, okay, you know, the shotgun roulette, it's like, okay, you keep twisting it, you pass it around until, you know, that finally it busts open. Then okay, whoever it lands on, okay, they got a shotgun, the beer, that is stuff like that. There's like the I know our good buddy Reasons to Chug always posts the like the shotgun one where you cock it and then shotgun it through the thing and all that stuff. So there's so many. It's become the freedom chug.
I need that.
I want to get that one too.
I want that so bad.
Have y'all seen the ones that can fit the koozies that can fit like 3 beers in it?
Yeah.
Then they kind of they reload it. Yeah.
So smart.
That's genius. It's stuff that you're like, man, I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The shit people come up with is
the easiest, stupidest stuff that you see. It's like, oh, here's the shotgun, the koozie reload. It's like, okay, hold 3 beers and just put them down. It's like,
yeah,
man, and then reload it.
Just load another one in the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's genius.
So smart.
It's almost as genius as that Fisk koozie that Four Loko came out with. I never got that. I wanted to, but I just felt so wrong if I would have ordered it. You know, like my bank would have been like, "Hey, what's going on, buddy?"
Yeah, did you purchase this? This is like $69. Did you approve this transaction? As like,
yeah,
I was like, I entered like the contest they had to win one. I did not win it. I was like, if I win one, great. If I win it, great. Otherwise, I'm like, I'm not spending the money for
I'm kind of surprised Four Loko didn't send that to us, and it was a big thing for a little while. It was all over their page. I mean, they were
I think that was a lot more expensive.
They weren't
because I know they I know they did send it out to the big famous people they have that
we're famous.
It came in like that big like hard plastic case like a musical instrument in it or something like a flute or a something in there. You had to like pop it open and it was in there and it was all like in like foam around it and then you took out here's the Riley Reed fist hand koozie here.
It's like, and it came with like free anal beads and
wobbly sausage.
You better for that for $69. You better get all the
You better get all the bells and whistles.
I was gonna say, you better get a little reach around with it there.
some Four Loko scented lube, and everything like that. Yeah.
Well, that's like the Fleshlight.
I'll take the Four Loko Fleshlight.
Came out with a Fleshlight. I'm just gonna buy it just to display it. I'm telling you. I'll get a shelf. And just have it back here every single.
Like I don't think they ever actually sold it, but I think they do exist. I think it's a prototype. They have a prototype out there because I've seen pictures that they posted on there.
Those stickers because they fade too quick. I put them on my car in my van, and within like 4 or 5 months, they were faded. You couldn't tell what they were.
Phase them.
They got to get some higher quality.
I stick them on my tattoo stuff, like on my station and all that. I'll stick them on there.
If it's indoors. If it's indoors away from the sun, you're okay.
Yeah. People all the time are like, man, I haven't had a Four Loko in forever. Like, how do you, do you still drink those? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. They're like, and then I tell them I'm sponsored. They're like, what the fuck?
It's like, here, you want some stickers? I was like, yes. A few weeks ago, I was out for one of my friends, his 40th birthday. We went to, it was like this indoor, like laser tag, like Call of Duty type thing, where you have like, it's like this arena type thing, and then you have like these laser guns, you have these, sensors kind of on your head and on your gun. And you run around, do like, battle modes of as if you're playing like Call of Duty or whatever. And so we were doing that stuff. And then we went back to my buddy's house after. And, then it always gets brought up because, it's like, oh, yeah, the podcast and everything. Okay. Yeah. Sponsored by Four Loko. And, the one time I don't bring my bag, with my stickers and everything is when people are there like, oh, wait, you got Four Loko stickers? And it's like, usually I'll break them out and be like, okay, which one do you want? You want this one? You want the Fleshlight one? You want this? You want that?
Yeah, they got some cool stickers. They really do.
Love it.
I'm ready for the website to be back up to see if that bike's still on there because I'm saving up.
I was gonna say, hopefully, when they resolve this,
you guys have racked up some good points.
Carry over.
You know what? I'm gonna actually, I'm gonna try to log in right now.
Okay.
See if this is what it comes up as.
Forbidden. Now it's forbidden. That's
wow.
It.
Damn it!
Wow.
It's like Pornhub, man. Fucking A.
Man. They're going to lock you out of it now. You can't get in there. Too bad.
That's weird.
Well, so they said they were moving to a new system, right? I think that's what
said. What's crazy is they just moved to a new system. The social, what is it? The social whatever.
Yeah, it was like a year or so ago they moved to that one.
Based out of Ohio.
I think so.
Cincinnati, I thought.
I think so. That does sound about that sounds about right. But I'm looking it up right now and they don't. Yeah, it's not even loading.
Now it's dead.
It says ready to join. Join now. Sign up. Of course, join now. Well, they have the applications open, I guess. But whenever I try to go to the Four Loko loyalty page, it just says forbidden. Damn it.
You're cut off. I was gonna say, hopefully wherever they end up.
You drank too much Four Loko, son.
Yeah, we're doing it for your own good.
Yeah, hey, look, my liver is made of steel, okay? If I'm not dead from Four Loko yet, I'm still good. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you know? Yeah.
Well, I'm still kicking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, four locos in 40s.
Four Loko every time before I get on a plane. My ritual is I gotta shoot a Four Loko video, or something.
Okay.
So I do it. So I drink a Four Loko before I get on the plane. So if that plane goes down, Four Loko just let you know. I had you on mine before.
Yeah, then. it's in his system right there. It's in his vein.
That's right. If they do an autopsy on me, they're gonna be like, this guy has.
I had a Loko. At least this guy wasn't flying the plane, right?
Actually, you know what though? There's a hey, he's not a pilot, is he? Yeah, but you know what? Don't ever do it, guys. I'm not ever condoning drinking and driving or any bullshit like that. But there's a statistic that says, and this is why I drink. This is kind of why I drink before I get on a plane. That more drivers that get into wrecks after drinking survive than sober drivers. It's because they're more relaxed. You know, they're more relaxed. They're not
as tense. Yeah.
You know, yeah. So that's my theory, is if the plane goes down, I might survive.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I might be like Tom Hanks on Castaway, you know, like.
Yeah, you'll be the one. You'll be the one left there.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't know.
I'm going to laugh about it anyway. I'm like, oh, we're going down.
We're going down. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Where's my other Four Loko? Yeah. Break out the emergency Four Loko quick.
That's what sucks, man, is when you go through TSA, they make you dump that shit out. Mm-hmm. I've actually gone through TSA with a Four Loko, and they're like, you need to dump that out or drink it. I was like, I'm not chugging a Four Loko. Are you crazy?
Why not?
They're like, we're going to need to dump it out. And so I stepped inside, and I just take a little bit more time to drink it.
Yeah, just take a step back. Yeah.
I'm not chugging it. Shit. There's no damn way I'm chugging a Four Loko. You're crazy. Fuck.
Is that carrying on?
If you bring it in your carry on, you can't take it. You can pack it in your check bag, but you can't take a Four Loko onto the plane. There's just no way. Yeah. Right. You know what's crazy though? And TSA, y'all don't be fucking checking me more, but
now you're going to be on the list.
I may not have brought THC on my carry-on bag. Maybe not. I don't know. Did I or did I? I don't know.
Did I?
Yeah.
Nobody saw it, right?
Nobody saw it. I'm going to tell you right now, once my bag got through TSA, I fucking darted. I did. I was freaking out. My sister-in-law was like, she's like, oh, don't worry, it'll be all right. You just stick it in between your clothes and you know, that it was edible. So I was like, are you sure? Like, if I get arrested, you're paying my bail. She goes, no, you're not going to get arrested. Just act natural. Just go through TSA. You know, like, they'll think it's a snack even if they see it. I was like, bro, what if they have dogs, though? You know, like, I was freaking out. But, and it was in the airport in Sarasota. And what was crazy is right after TSA over there, they have a Kona Big Wave brewery. So, I mean, the second that my bag went through and TSA said, you're good, I grabbed my bag and I speed walked over
yeah,
there.
You're done. You're free. You're free at that point. Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm good.
I went and the bartender was like, what can I do? I said, give me your strongest shit right now. I need it. my anxiety's through the roof.
Give me a big beer.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was a scary moment, but, you know, I made it. But you can't bring a Four Loko? Come on, guys.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean,
come on. It's 2025, guys. Come on. We can have a Four Loko. One Four Loko per passenger.
That's what I'm saying.
Should be,
Not two. I'm not drinking two on the plane.
Yeah, just one. All we ask is to have one. Just one Four Loko in your carry-on. That's all you need there. You want to take the edge off a little bit. You know, some people, they get stressed. They're flying. They get stressed.
Yeah.
You want to just have a little relax.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, man. I mean, that's on my bucket list. I want to drink a Four Loko on a plane. I mean, is that too hard to ask?
No. You know,
like,
No, that's simple.
Yeah. Or even a Colt 45. I'll drink a Colt 45 on a fucking plane, man. If I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it works every time.
Yeah. I'll even play the song. If it makes them happy, I'll play the fucking song for them, you know?
What will let me allow the song? That's it. That's all I want to know. That's it.
Yeah. What do I got to do? You know? I mean, I guess a private plane, maybe. I just got to get rich.
Well, yeah, that there's no rules there, so you're okay.
Yeah.
Let's get rich or find a rich friend.
I was gonna say, maybe Four Loko for their new awards, maybe they'll have a plane on that. Then you can then win the plane and then drink the Four Loko.
There you go. That would be so many points, though. I don't know if I'd be like 99 years old and finally get the points to get that. For my 100th birthday, I'd be like, I'm drinking a Four Loko on this damn plane.
That's it. My last request.
And then I die. Yeah. And then I die.
My last request, I want to drink the Four Loko on this damn plane that I spent years and years accumulating points.
Yes. At that point, I'm not going to care what anybody says.
They did the whole alien thing. Like, I got abducted by aliens and all I got was Four Loko, all that stuff like that. You know what they need to do is they need to team up with Elon Musk and give us, you know, people that are sponsored a free trip to space.
Yeah, you should do that. Yeah, drinking a Four Loko in space.
That would be something.
SpaceX and Four Loko.
I was going to say, you want
to. Guys that are willing to be Four Loko astronauts.
We will hop on that space shuttle.
I will in a heartbeat. Yeah, even if it has a Nintendo 64 controller that goes to it. Whatever, man.
It's probably easier that way.
Yeah, y'all remember that submarine that had like a Nintendo 64?
Yes.
Yeah, as long as you can play GoldenEye.
That's
what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, one of my military friends just got the GoldenEye on his, he ordered it off of eBay or something like that. And he goes, hey, man, you need to come over. And I think I'm going to do it this weekend. We're going to play the Fatheads edition of it.
No odd job, though. Nobody can be odd job because that's cheating.
That's cheating. Yeah.
That shit. GoldenEye was the best. I mean, the best.
Yeah. We used to always play License to Kill. That one shot, that was it.
The gold gun.
Golden gun. But yeah, man with the golden gun. Yeah.
My favorite was the proximity mines.
Yes.
Yes.
In the stack. Yeah.
Over top of every doorway. Yeah.
Yes.
Every single. Actually, you know what I would do is once I found the golden gun and other players can get it, I would put a proximity mine above the door to go get it.
Yeah.
And whenever they walk through, I'd be sitting there waiting, and I'd just laugh my ass off. The show was so funny.
No, it's the worst game to play when you had two players and split screen on one TV.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
I wish you could play online, because I would fuck with people so bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, compared to that, because then, it's like, okay, you had four of your friends. Okay, you'd be in a fourth split screen. You know, I'm just so to be, you know, a screen looker, you know, watching, you know, what somebody's doing.
Yeah,
over there. Still fun.
I mean, I did every so often. I tried not to screen watch.
But every once in a while, you peek over a little bit. Yep. It happens. You're not doing it on purpose. You're going through your plane that you kind of peek over. Okay. Oh, what are you doing? Okay. Right.
Oh, this is where you're at. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The next thing you know, you pop up behind him.
And you pop him in the head.
That was the best game.
Yeah. It was. That was. We have this arcade. It's an arcade and bar. I think I probably told y'all about it. It's called Free Play here. That is the it's the most fun that I've ever had playing arcade games. You go in there, you buy beer, like, you know, they have a full bar, you can buy mixed drinks too and stuff. And you just walk through and you play all these old arcade games. They even have Mario Kart. And it's not just Mario Kart, it's Mario Kart where it has a steering wheel, the brake and the gas and everything like that. And we'll sit there and we'll get drunk and we'll just play it and have a good time, man. And they had one that I hadn't played in forever, and it was called Karate Champion. I don't know if I ever played that. I did not remember how stupid that game was. Oh my god! You have to use the arrows. You have to use the arrows to do all your moves and stuff, and you're just fighting somebody. So there's not really like an attack button or anything. You just got to move. You got to do like up and left and stuff like that to do combos and stuff and to punch and everything like that. And I was sitting there playing it and I'm just drinking my beer and I'm like, this is a dumb game. Why the hell did I ever get into it? And I didn't realize how much it pissed me off trying to get the high score. You know, I was sitting there trying to get the high score and I kept getting beat and I was like, this is stupid.
Like, this game sucks.
Yeah. Like, why did I play it, man?
That's funny you brought that up, because I just sent Bob a picture the other day.
I was going to say, yeah.
I was at a peddler's mall, and someone had a WWF full-size video game for sale.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the old Superstars.
Superstars.
Game. Yeah, you saw that. I was like, oh, that.
Was it WCW or was it WWE?
No, WWF.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was one of the.
Yeah.
Because that's the same one.
WCW came out.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of them out there. I know they like that Roadhouse with Superstars one. That was at a. I think it was at Hershey Park at one of the arcades they have there, had that game out there when I saw it there. I was like, oh shit. And I went in, so I was playing that. And I know they just released, because, you know, doing all these like these home arcade, you know, those ones you can buy, like the games you can buy. Like a friend of mine has the Simpsons arcade game and NFL Blitz.
Yep.
NFL Blitz. For my one buddy's birthday, we all chipped in to get him the Big Buck Hunter home game. And then they just said they were coming out now with the WrestleFest, the WWF WrestleFest game out there. So yeah, all these retro arcade games that are now coming out, you know, for the home stuff and all that.
You know which one I want? Tron.
Tron.
Tron. Oh my god.
Original. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Disney World. The last time we went to Disney World, no, it was two times ago. I finally got to ride the Tron ride over there. Oh my god. So a funny story about Tron. You know how like they're racing and there's a light beam behind them, and if you hit the light beam, you die pretty much.
Correct. Right.
So the first time I ever did acid, actually the only time I ever did acid, it was at this rave in Dallas. It's called Ecstasy. Or no, it's not called Ecstasy. That's a strip club. It's called...
either way.
It's called Insomnia. That's what it's called. It's called Insomnia. And it goes from like midnight to like 4 to 6 in the morning, right? Well, I decided, I was like, well, this is the best time to do acid. Let's do it. We get in the club, you know, like, and there's this guy, he handed me like two or three tabs of acid, and I did two of them, and then I gave one to my friend, and by the time we left is when it started hitting its peak, and we're in Dallas traffic, and at night on a weekend, which is crazy because there's lights everywhere and stuff like that. And I'm sitting in the back, and I'm freaking the fuck out because every single time we would drive and a car would pass by us, and they were like, we're going to switch lanes and we're going to turn. And I was like, don't turn, don't turn, don't turn. We're going to die. I was like, holy shit, don't fucking do that. And they're like, dude, calm down, man. What's wrong? And I was like, just don't turn. We're going to die. The car's going to blow up, you know? And they're like, you need to chill. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking, that is the worst car ride I've ever had in my life. Cause every single turn we made, I thought we were gonna die, and then when we did it, I was like, oh god, I was like, oh, we didn't die. But yeah, I know. But yeah, I love Sam's Club sells those arcade games and stuff like that. That's where I got mine. I've got the Simpsons one, and now all of my friends go over there and play Simpsons bowling, and try to bowl a 300. And then I've got it's the Pac-Man one that has like Pac-Man, Galactica.
Okay.
It's got Dig Dug and all that stuff on there. It's fun. Nobody's beating my Galactica score. I mean, I spent all day on that thing.
The arcade, when I was a kid, teenager, was the place to be. The amount of games that were in, like, the size of a convenience store. That was the arcade, you know. You went there and had, Burger Time and Dig Dug and Tempest. All these games is just like you begged for a quarter.
Yep.
And it's like if you went in there with a roll of quarters, you was big pimping.
You're rolling. You're the big timer.
Oh, yeah. You roll up in there with like a $10 roll of quarters or like two $10 roll of quarters. Everybody be coming to you. Yeah. Yeah, those were the days, man. I mean, kids nowadays don't realize how it was, you know? They really don't.
Yeah, we didn't have memory cards. We didn't have... Mm-hmm. No, if you fucked up, you started from the beginning.
That's right, yeah.
Even when Nintendo came out, you know, and you had Mario and all those games, you just had to memorize the game.
Mm-hmm.
The layout, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, there was no memory card. There was no picking up where you just died. It was start the fuck over.
Yep. Yeah, people would never know, man. I'm telling you. I tell kids all the time, I'm like, y'all have it easy, man. You got autosave and like everything.
Yeah, you got all this stuff. You can save here.
You were back to the beginning, man.
Yeah, start all over again. All right, you don't have enough lives left. All right, done. All right.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat, they had the tournament one, and you started at the bottom, and you fought your way to the top, and when you fucking lost, guess what?
Yeah.
You started back over.
Yeah, start over again.
Yeah. What was that? The Sega
Genesis.
Not the Genesis, but it was the handheld one.
No, Game Gear.
Was it Game Gear?
Mortal Kombat on it was amazingly terrible. It was awesome and terrible at the same time for the original Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And what was another one I had? The very first PSP.
Yeah, when the PSP, whenever they came, it was
we had a game called Ridge Runner.
Oh, I loved Ridge Runner. Oh,
so,
man.
Me and my dude, you know, I was a mechanic at the time, and he worked a bay next to me. We would stand in the wheel well of the car, act like we're
playing
each other's time on Ridge Runner. You know, and that was every day. Whoever had the best time for the day, you know, got lunch bought for them.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, that was every day for like a couple of years.
How many times did you get lunch bought for you? Is that duct tape? Are you ready for it?
Yes. We're doing that over 40 hands now. All right, guys. All right. Yeah. Let's.
I got both 40s. I got one more drink.
I was going to say, he went through. Yeah, I mean, I just finished off this there. We'll let Roadhouse finish off that one. You know, it's hard to keep up with Roadhouse. We've well established this over the years. There that Roadhouse can power through there, you know, going through the two Colt 45-40s. I mean, he had the one with the you know, the classic cap, the what, the blind cap. So we had to
one with this cap.
because I mean he's been waiting. He's been waiting to get through these Colt 45s here. So what's your final verdict on the Colt 45? What do you think?
I'm going to try some tall boys.
Okay.
And if they don't hit the spot, it's Old English.
Okay.
All right. I mean,
Old English is a good.
That's not Colt 45.
Old English tops Mickey's. Mickey's not bad, but
yeah.
Old English tops it. Tell you the truth, Mickey's is all right, but I think Old English is where it's at.
I like Mickey's. I've only had Mickey's and grenades and tall boys. I've never had a Mickey's 40. So I'm curious about that.
I'll ship you one. I can ship you one. That Mickey's is everywhere over here. It's so like Colt 45 is over there. I mean, it's everywhere over here.
Gotcha.
Even at the grocery store.
They got the Mickey's there too, man. It's like, hey, we got Mickey's 40s here. Come on, load them.
But they don't have fucking Colt 45 or King Cobra. I was pissed. I was like, really, guys? Come on.
King Cobra is going to be my go-to.
I wish I could have found King Cobra.
That's the closest to me. Yeah. You know, it's only like a 30-mile drive to get King Cobra.
Yeah, I mean, even 80 miles away, there wasn't a King Cobra.
Nothing. Yeah, no King Cobra, no Colt 45, nothing.
I mean, that's the beauty of malt liquor, too. It's so regional.
Mm-hmm.
So regional.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I got a good buzz. It's stuttering my speech, but it's not the same. Bob, what do you think?
I agree. It's drinkable. It's not bad by any means.
Yes.
It's just not the same. It's not the same as the
It's a beer, I guess.
It says it on the label. You know, if somebody walked into a store now and saw this and didn't know the history of Colt 45, classic American lager since 1963.
So it's not malt liquor anymore. It's a lager.
1963 was brewed by National.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay, cool. It's a beer. I mean, I don't know who would go in randomly into a store if you didn't know it and pick this up, especially now.
Billy Dean would pick somebody's
question. Yeah, I know. So if it's a beer, it's on like a Budweiser level. I mean, it's drinkable, no issue with it, no complaints. It tastes fine, but it's just not the classic. But I'm glad we finally got to try it out here. I know Roadhouse, we've been sitting on this. He's been sitting on it for a month now. So I appreciate you for showing that self control, that restraint to hold him there with you there.
Yeah.
But we got through him. We got through the Colt 45, and like I said, Kevin couldn't get the Colt 45, couldn't get the King Cobra. He got some Mickeys, so we still had a 40 with.
I wish I had to make it instead of my Colt 45.
but stay tuned. Like we said before, we have some other great things that are coming up soon this month. We got ideas on tap here. We're waiting on Four Loko for some stuff. We got these guys out here are still searching for a couple other things. If we can get their hands on them to celebrate the fall season. With something like that, but hey, you never know. That's why you got to subscribe to the Bumwine Bob YouTube channel for the best of the worst in cheap boozy bottom shelf bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff here. Kevin, anything else you want to say before we sign off here?
Yeah. So tomorrow, I sponsor a couple fighters. The last fight this guy had, he got fight of the night. His name is Billy Graves. It's Billy the Preacher Digger Graves. He's fighting tomorrow with Peak Fighting Championship. So if you guys want to go ahead and watch him tomorrow night, this guy got fight of the night last time. He is a fighter. I've tattooed him multiple times. I sponsor him. He's going to be fighting tomorrow night. So if y'all get the chance to watch him,
yeah, check it out.
It's
going to be
a good fight. It's Peak Fighting Championship. I think it's probably like $20-$30 to. Well, it might be less than that. I paid the year membership to it or whatever, but it's pretty cheap to subscribe, so it's worth it.
Okay,
get to see a lot of talented fighters. So
those boys work so hard.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, he's a fighter. Boy's got some heart.
That's great.
I will check, and don't forget, if you need to get yourself tattooed, Happy Dragon Tattoo.
That's right. Second oldest shop in Texas.
It's only 13 hours away from me.
Yeah, get out there.
You know what? Actually, we're going to Kentucky probably for either Christmas or Thanksgiving. One of those. We'll be there.
Okay.
So I'm going to make it posted.
Let them know. Hook it up.
Yep.
All right.
And bring those Mickey's 40s with you.
I will.
Load them up. Get a case while you're over there.
All right, boys.
All right, Roadhouse, anything else you want to say?
Hey, listen. I'm not disappointed, but I'm not happy.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I'm blessed to be able to sit here with you guys tonight and have a drink and get shitty and have a good time.
And he's kind of
that's my experience with it.
Yeah, a little bit. That's what it says. We're retreating the shirt, guys. That's okay. But hey, that's what you get here. You never retarded. After two Colt 45 40s, that could happen. You never know.
Yeah, you can.
You never know out there. So hey, thank you guys out there for tuning in, joining us here on the podcast, on the Beaumont Bob YouTube channel. So do us a solid. Subscribe to the channel. Help us over that 12,000 subscriber mark. We're almost there. If you want to support us for $4 a month, join, become a member. More bonus content coming your way soon. And don't forget to check out the best of the worst in cheap booze at bumwinebob.com. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
That, there we go. Yeah.
Motherfuckers! Bob,
I need a beer.